destroyed my name, Diana Glacey.
Mm-hmm.
She disappeared just before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
For the past 2 weeks, I've been in Modesto with her family and mine, searching for her.
Okay.
She just disappeared, and no one knows.
Okay, now...
where she's been.
Scott?
And I can't tell you more, because I need you to be protected from the media and Ayanna.
Okay,
they are amazing.
Scott, are you listening?
I am.
You came to me earlier in December and told me that you had lost your wife. What was that about?
She's alive.
What?
She's alive.
Where? She's alive? Where?
In Modesto. Now, I know this is the hardest. I wanted to tell you first. You need to protect yourself from the media.
Okay,
if you've been watching the news at all, or you haven't, the media has been telling everyone that I had something to do with her disappearance. So the past 2 weeks I've been hunted by the media, and I don't want you to be involved in this to protect yourself. I know that I've destroyed, and I hope so much that this doesn't hurt you.
How could it not affect me?
It does.
How can you possibly think that this would not affect me?
Remember, I know it does. But I know I had... I've just been torn up the last 2 weeks wanting to tell you, and I'm so weak that I haven't, and I just hope that... I had to call you and tell you that.
You never answered my question, Scott.
Sweetie, you don't, I can't say anymore.
I think I deserve...
You deserve so much better. There's no question, you deserve so much better.
Yeah, and I deserve to understand an explanation of why you told me you had lost your wife and this was the first holidays you'd spend without her. That was December 9th. You told me this, and now all of a sudden your wife's missing? Are you kidding me? Did you hear me?
I did. I don't know what to say.
I think an explanation would be a start.
I know you absolutely deserve an explanation.
Yes, I do. I do.
And I want to give you one.
I'm listening.
I can't now. I mean, you don't understand.
I don't.
You don't understand the situation.
Then why don't you bring me in on the situation and make me understand?
I can't now. So sorry for that.
Why?
It's to protect all of us.
To protect all of who?
Everyone involved.
So where is she?
That's what we are trying to find out. It's a nationwide search. It's a $500,000 reward for information leading to her safe return.
Okay, so again, you never answer my question. Why did you tell me it would be the first holidays without her?
I can't. Sweetie, I can't explain anymore now. I'm so sorry. You should be so angry at me, and I hope you are.
Yeah, but isn't that what you told me before? Oh, I wish, it'd be so much easier if you'd just hate me and not want to talk to me. And of course, the person I am, of course I'm going to say, you told me you lost your wife. You sat there in front of me and cried and broke down. I sat there and held your hand, Scott, and comforted you. And you were lying to me. Again, you're lying to me about lying.
I lied to you about traveling, yeah.
That's among everything else. That's just an added. So again, are you going... Is it that you're just not going to answer me?
I want to.
And what's stopping you?
I do.
And what's stopping you from answering?
Because tell me anything.
Why would you tell me this on March 9th that you've lost your wife, and I'm sorry I can't tell you until after I get back to Europe, and about this tragedy, and I asked you, are you ready for me? Oh, absolutely. This will be the first holidays without my wife. I'm going to spend them with my family in Maine. Is this not what you said?
It is.
It is? And how do you explain all of a sudden, you tell me it's a national search?
It is, yes.
How is that just not such a coincidence?
If you think I had something to do with her disappearance, it does so wrong.
Right?
Yes, it is.
So how is there such a coincidence to that story from what you're telling me right now about what...
No, sweetie,
And you still have the audacity to get to call me sweetie right now. First, Dave, my friend Dave lies to me about his wife.
I know.
And then you have the audacity to say, how do you handle something like this? Are you kidding me? And to put me in a position, and you want to protect me from the media? Why did you involve me in this? What role did I play? How long were you looking for me, Scott?
I'm sorry?
How long were you looking for me?
Looking for you.
Yeah.
Weren't
you looking for me? Isn't that what you told Sean? You were looking for me or someone like me? I am just such at a loss right now.
I know.
You say you can't tell me. You want to tell me in person. At what point are you going to tell me in person, Scott?
Once we find her.
What was that?
Once we find her.
Once we find her what?
And that will be, resolution, and I will be able to explain everything to you.
When you find her.
I know you can't trust me. I know you can't trust me. I could never ask you to do that.
Okay, so...
I could never ask you, but I had...
But didn't you say ever, I will do anything for you to trust me? Baby, I feel we have a future together. What was that about?
I never said anything to you that I didn't mean.
You never told me anything you didn't mean.
I lied to you about things I did.
Mm-hmm. So, how am I going to stay out of this? How do you see that happening? How do you see that I'm going to stay out of this, or I'm not going to be dragged in or involved into this? How is that, Scott? Can you answer me?
I don't know, but you don't deserve to be.
No, I don't deserve to be. You're right,
exactly.
I don't.
Exactly. You do not deserve to be.
So why did you...
You don't deserve to do the things that I've done to you. But, there's no but. I'm sorry. Hey, I want to explain everything to you.
Yes.
But I can't.
Why?
There are a lot of reasons. Primarily protection for everyone.
Protection of who?
Everyone.
Who is everyone?
Everyone is you,
everyone,
me, our family.
Everyone that would possibly look at you a little bit differently, because who the hell am I? You're telling me that we're, I asked, is there anybody else? Oh, no, I'm monogamous as far as I'm concerned.
I never cheated on you. I never did.
You're married. How do you figure you never cheated on me? Explain that one to me.
I want to explain to you, Amber.
And? You won't.
I can't.
Going to, right? Is that
I will. No, I will.
When?
I hope to hell that you will listen to me when I can.
What?
I want to explain to you so badly, but I can't now. And I hope, and I can never ask you to trust me or to even listen
There's
to
no
me
way
again.
I possibly can.
I know, and I can never ask you to do that to me. And I just hope that sometime in the future, you will let me tell you the whole story.
Well,
and I cannot ask you to do that.
That makes a lot more sense to me now, Scott.
What's
of course that? You couldn't tell me the story about your wife because it hadn't happened yet. And you were hoping to resolve in January that it would be resolved and you'd have a story to tell me.
So you think I had something to do with her disappearance? How would you believe that?
Well, let's see. How can I believe that? How can I believe that? How could I believe anything for...
I am not evil like that.
I would hope not.
Oh, my God.
You know, you've lied to me now. And, actually, I was thinking, you know how many people I've given your picture to? Or of us in Christmas cards? So you're telling me that you want to keep me out of this in Ayana, and you want to protect me from that. How? I'm just so at a loss.
Amber, I had to tell you. I've been wanting to tell you. I hope in the future I can tell you everything. If you'll let me. I can never ask you to trust me. And I am so sorry that this has happened, and this is happening to you. And that is just the truth.
You know, when I met
it hurts.
It hurts
me to believe that I could have something to do with her disappearance.
Well, you know.
But I understand your anger.
You know what? Actually, I have not said that. Those words have not came out of my mouth, Scott. Now have they?
No, but everyone has been pointing a finger at me.
It came out of your mouth, and I'm not one to judge. There's only one.
I know you aren't. Yeah, that's very true.
But isn't that ironic how Scott, when I first met you on our date, how you told me you were going to Maine with your family, and you were going to Paris and Europe and all these things. And then you came to me after Sean had found out that you were married, and you came and told me this elaborate lie about her missing and this tragedy and that...
No.
And that this will be the first holidays without her?
Yeah, I never said. Amber.
Yes.
God, I don't want to fight with you. You know that I never said tragedy or missing.
Oh, yes, you said you've lost your wife.
No. Yes.
Obviously without me saying much, but we will...
I said that I lost my wife.
Yes, you did.
I did, and yes.
How did you lose her then, before she was lost? Explain that.
There are different kinds of loss, Amber.
Then explain your loss.
I can't to you now.
When can you?
I can once there's...
My name has been smeared all over tabloids and everything else because I'm the lover, I'm the girlfriend, when you've been married to this woman?
You don't deserve that.
No, I don't deserve this. And you say you've been faithful to me? Oh, some people I tell I've been married to, and other people I say I never have because it's so painful for me.
I'd like you.
Oh, more than many times, apparently. You know, when you set me down, remember I said, I thought you were going to tell me you were married.
Right.
So, Scott, what about your baby? Lacey's missing woman, pregnant? Is that what you just said?
Yes.
Really? So is that why...
And Yes. I want to explain all this to you now.
Yes, I'm listening.
And I just am not able to.
Why?
I can't ask you to trust me, but you will, if you give me a chance later to explain it.
Later when?
You will
right
thank
now.
Me for
I will,
that?
I will thank you for what?
You will thank me for not explaining it now.
Really?
Not thank me, but you understand. Yeah. And I can't ask you to ever listen to me. I can't do that.
Well,
And this is the hardest. You can't even believe that, I understand.
Yeah, is that why you said you didn't want to have any children and Ayana was the only child you ever seen having, and at that point, assuming we're together, you'd have her as your own? Why would you tell me that when you were expecting a baby?
See, I'm so sorry that I can't tell you everything now.
Why can't you tell me everything? Why?
There is simply, it just has entirely too many repercussions, and they're not all for me.
And
okay, there are a lot, and all the repercussions don't deal with me.
What repercussions?
if I was to explain everything to you?
Yes.
And you, you know, the media started attacking you or anything else, so many people would be hurt.
You think?
I know it, and I'm so sorry that you're being hurt by this. But, I mean, I can understand you can never believe what I'm saying. But, God, I just say, I hope you do, but I can understand you. So
tell me the coincidence of Lacey, your wife, disappearing, and your stories earlier in December. And then you're carrying on this elaborate lie with me that you're in Europe and you're in Maine with your folks? Explain that to me.
I wanted to tell you about this.
Really?
As soon as it happened.
But of course you couldn't because you're in Maine with your folks.
No, I didn't make that trip.
So, you know, you and I...
I destroyed.
You and I, assuming we'd be together, how would you explain a new baby that you got into this world? How would you explain your baby to me?
Baby, you don't know everything.
No, I don't. So, what is it?
I want to tell you everything, but I can't.
Okay, are you listening to me?
I am.
Okay, how now, as you know, again, you were saying, assuming we stay together and you talk about all these future things with me, how would you explain a newborn child of yours that, I mean, I would assume she'd want you to have regular visits with this child, right?
Tree, yeah. I'm so sorry, but I can't,
why can't
tell you about those things right now.
Why? Why not right now?
It would hurt entirely too many people.
Now, is this child yours?
Tree. I'm sorry, I keep saying that. You're asking me not to. Amber, I cannot tell you.
Is this child yours?
I can't tell you all these things now.
Why?
The only things I needed you to know. And I hope that you're not... You know, God, I know I hurt you.
You hope what?
Amber?
Yes.
Amber?
You hope what?
I just hope that, I mean, you don't get hurt more by this than I'm doing.
You already know what I've gone through. And for you to have no compassion for me.
I hope you don't think that's true.
You know, I actually speak louder than words.
That's true.
I can't for you to find the answer.
That's true. I deserve anything you say. There's no question, Amber.
So tell me, Scott.
Yeah.
Why should I not go to the police with this?
It's your decision.
Really?
Of course.
And at that point, I go to the police with this. What do you see happening?
I imagine that...
Go ahead. What?
Well, I mean, they would, you know, I don't know if they would release it to the media or, you know, I mean, obviously they would question you, they want to know everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, it is your decision, of course. I wanted to tell you what has happened, and I wanted to tell you that I like you.
And what stopped you from this?
Previous to now?
Yeah.
You know, I could make excuses how I justified
to
myself about...
Great right now.
Well, I know, I'm telling you that probably justifies myself by saying, no, you know, she just found out about Dave. No, she's had a fight with her sister. Don't tell her. No, no, no. It was probably just weakness and hoping that that's not on you.
Just a weakness in holding on to me?
And longing to hold on to you.
Longing to hold on.
Weakness and not being able to tell you about me traveling.
Yes. Yeah, I'm here.
I deserve everything that you want to say to me.
Well, again. You know, Sean...
I'm sorry? Amber?
Are you forgetting things you had discussed with Sean? If you're not serious about a relationship, don't call Amber. She's been through too much already. Do you not remember having this discussion with Sean?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Oh, but you still went ahead and went through. Why? Why? Are you there? Hello?
Amber?
Yes?
Amber?
Did you hear me? Are you driving? Hello? Hello? Are you driving? Hello? If you could hear me, call back.
Amber!
Hi!
Amber!
I can hear you!
Amber, can you hear me? It's New Year's!
I know! I can hear you!
Amber, it's New Year's here, are you there? Amber, hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I wanted to call you.
Thank you.
Amber, you there?
I'm here.
Amber.
I wish you could hear me.
I'm on the, I think that you're there. I'm near the Eiffel Tower. New Year celebration is unreal. The crowd is huge.
The crowd's huge?
Amber.
Yes, I'm here.
Amber, if you're there, I can't hear you right now, but I'll call you on your New Year's.
Okay, I'll hear from you then.
Amber. Amber, Mickey, I'll see you soon.
Okay.